Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? Thanks for joining me in another weekend edition here on the YouTube channel. The title of this video is The Worst Marriage Advice Ever. I want to give you the advice I hear from some counselors and therapists when it comes to a man who's facing this particular situation. This is a situation where things have gotten ugly, things have gotten mean, things have gotten critical. I'm talking about her toward you. She's asking for space. She's saying she loves you, but she's not in love with you. She wants nothing to do with you. You're totally disconnected. You're barely roommates, and she's spending all her time away from home and not doing anything to help keep the relationship intact, kids included. She's kind of like a barn cat where she's just disappeared, and she's what some therapists call the walk-away wife. The worst marriage advice that it's given to men in this situation is just be nice, right? Do what she needs you to do. Help out around the house, right? Do more laundry, do more dishes, do more vacuuming. Don't argue with her so much. Agree with her. Be more agreeable, right? Be more cooperative. Just make sure that you know, let her know she's loved, and just kind of play it soft and play it kind of just easy going. That's the worst advice ever, because... And it's not that all of that's bad stuff. Being nice is not bad. The thing is that the guys who are contacting me for help are already doing that stuff, and they're doing it from a really weak place. They're doing it from a conciliatory place, through this deferential place, from a place of feeling like a second-class citizen. He's on his heels. He's apologizing all the time. He doesn't know what to say or do. And he's always checking in with her to see, what's the matter? What did I say? What can I do? Are we okay? Right? What's wrong with you? He's asking all kinds of questions. So that marriage advice is bad, because almost every time a guy is out looking for advice in this particular situation, he is already in a down mood. He's in a low mood. He's in a weak frame of mind, and he has no self-respect. He has no confidence. He has no clarity at all about what's really going on. And the only game he knows is try to defer to her and beg for forgiveness and beg for connection and beg for explanation and beg her to stop being so critical. He just is wishy-washy, and he's really difficult to be around. And she might even say things, you're like the fifth kid I have. I don't need any more kids around here. You're like having another son, which feels really bad. But that's a woman's way of saying is that the only energy I can handle from you right now is one where you are totally okay with yourself. I know I'm being bitchy. I know I'm being mean. I know I'm not myself. She knows all this. You don't need to tell her that. She knows what's going on inside of her. And one thing that makes it worse is for a guy to be needy and clingy and pulling for information and hummingbirding all around her, trying to find out what's wrong and how to make her happy with him. The thing that's making her the most anxious is that you can't be happy even if she's not happy. Even if she appears to be unhappy with you, you can't spiral down to the bottom with her and agree with her that you're miserable. The truth is, you're not miserable. So if that's the worst advice, is to tell you just to go along to get along, the best advice I have for you is to do the work to find out that you're actually okay. You're actually a happy man. You're actually whole. Everything you feel inside that feels broken and small isn't really true. It's time to start becoming more clear and calm and confident in your own sense of masculinity and your own worthiness in the relationship, so you can look at her like a man. You can see her for what's going on and not take it all personally. You can even set boundaries if you need to, if things get ugly. You can say things like, hey, cupcake, I love you to pieces, but this can't happen. I love you and I'm not leaving, I'm not going anywhere, and, you should say and instead of but, this needs to stop. You need to knock this off. You can do better. We can't survive this, right? You need to be more direct, less deferential, less indecisive, and more direct, more calm, more obviously clearly in your grounded masculine self. And when you speak to her or text her or whatever, what she'll feel is a sense of your growing sense of confidence, your growing sense of worthiness, your growing sense of calm that you know you're going to be okay even if she's not okay. And that's the kind of strength a woman in her situation needs to feel a little safer and a little more connected to you. If you're going down with the ship while she's going down, you're nothing she wants to hold on to. So you have to become more like a lighthouse instead of a life preserver, right? You need to be anchored in confidence, anchored in certainty, and anchored in your own sense of value and worthiness. That's what we do in Good Guys to Great Men. We build lighthouses, we build rocks, we build mountain lions, we build guys who have an inherent sense of well-being and okayness, so you can serve from the saucer, as we say. When you're full, you overflow into your saucer, and you can live from there and let her come to you to drink from your oasis of okayness. I just made that up. Drink from the oasis of okayness. If you're not okay, if you're feeling like you're not okay, that you haven't been okay for a while, that you're not gonna be okay, we wanna help you, because that's just a thought that's not true. You have to know that you're okay and that you're gonna be okay. Contact us at goodguystogreatmen.com, submit an application or send us an email, whatever you wanna do, I'd love to talk to you. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a great weekend, brother. Bye-bye.